with Martin Besser.
I'm not quite sure how I was expecting the announcement to be made, but it was a bit of anticlimactic, so much so that people are suspicious. Like, really? Maybe I've expected a headline like, lockdown is over.
Yes. No more lockdown.
No more lockdown. Lockdown is over. That's kind of in my head. When they start with, they've repealed section 11, what? No.
What are you talking about?
16C. I just read something that said section 16C.
Please. Please, no. It's a headache. But it is what it is. Gerard was saying even the newsroom yesterday had to put the actual notice out on into the web universe, so people can see for themselves. Because here we were like in this strange world for more than 2 years.
Yeah, well, I'm with you, because I also think that don't you need a little bit more direction just to say, people, look, COVID isn't over. We're doing this now, but we'll remain vigilant, or something presidential like that.
Maybe it's because we were spoon-fed by him throughout when he came on TV and he broke it down for us. We even called it a family meeting because now that's something familiar.
Yeah, it feels like your sister, your elder sibling is telling you now instead of your mom or your dad. You know, like when your mom and dad lays down the rules, you're like, cool. But if it's like my aunt or my bigger sister.
Your younger brother.
Or just someone where I'm just like, not you, babes. No.
When certain people share stuff on WhatsApp.
As well.
It is true. No more masks. No more restrictions. No more border control when it comes to that particular thing. So in other words, you don't have to test.
A COVID test before landing.
No, nothing. No, nothing of the sort. So presuming stadiums are back open again, jy kan vanoggend, jy kan jou lewe lei sonder 'n masker as jy wil. You can be a rebel. Yeah. You can walk into a grocery store without your mask on.
Sure. I think there'll be a couple of disappointed security people who've made it their life's mission.
Let me tell you something, darling. There is a shop assistant who is standing at the entrance to the shop waiting for you not to sanitize your hands, waiting for you not to have your mask on. Oh, they're going to be bitterly disappointed.
What are they going to do now?
Their purpose in life has been taken away. It's been repealed.
No.
It's been repealed. It's been repealed. It is a groot. So that is exactly it. I'm going to walk in like this. Like, what? Conor McGregor.
All right.
I'm going to be walking in like this. Walk.
What's up?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
What's up, everybody? That's going to be me.
I'm glad we're not going to be with you.
Because you had those people all throughout the lockdown, didn't you? Hulle het gewag, o liewe vader. And then you had the ones walking around saying, also over the nose, please, sir.
Yes, yes.
Because every now and then you just want to show some nose.
Just want to breathe a bit. Pick your ass out.
Even if it's a pick your nose face. And then you have that eagle-eyed
little assistant.
Security guard.
Yes.
Or assistant. And they were waiting. Today, in the face. Here's my beard. Check my lips. Watch my lip read. Okay, maybe I'm celebrating a bit much, but okay. Can you tell I'm a bit happy about the mask thing?
Ja, nee, kyk, hierdie masker ding is 'n bietjie lang overdue, maar sekere maatskappye soos ons sinne sal seker eers die ding uitbyt, laat jy nog aangaan en aangaan. Jy doen maar wat die maatskappy sê. So ons sal seker maar nog vandag of so maskers dra.
Make me.
Ek sê ek gaan die maskers bus, want met hierdie koue, dit aan my gesig warm, jammer hoor.
Goeie julle, dit gaan nou beteken dat ek nou my volle gesig moet make-up, omdat ek altyd net die boonste deel gemake-up het, want jy dra 24/7 heel dag lank 'n masker.
En ek dink die mense wat nou die maskers gemaak het, nou maar oorspring en kopdoekies maak.
I remember back then when lockdown started, everybody would look so funny at you if you walked into a shop and your mask was just under your nose, or you wore the wrong mask, or you didn't keep your social distance. And they weren't afraid to tell you, eh? Like, hey, buddy, don't you know the rules? Put your mask on. Step back. So this morning, me not knowing about the latest news, went into the shop at the garage, obviously with my mask on, and the first guy walks up to me, hey, buddy, don't you know the news? You can take your mask off.
He was probably so excited.
He's been waiting.
Sure.
I've got a new purpose in life. They're going to tell you, take your mask off.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Let's go.
Rock to the rhythm, you don't stop.
Your favorite Breakfast.
automatically puts me into such a good space.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda.